I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you drivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, welcome to the podcast. I'm Holly Fry.
And I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
And welcome to Casual Fridays, where we do our behind-the-scenes minisodes.
Mm-hmm.
This week, we talked about Seneca Village, which, as I said, was something I'd had on my list for a long time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the list is like building a castle on sand. It's always shifting. but I was really, really glad to be reminded of it and to take some time to dig into it. It's one of those things that I love Central Park and I often go when I'm in New York, but now I have a vested interest in seeking out this area so that I can just go and see it for myself. Even though there's nothing of the original village there on the site, you can just know that you're in that space. And I want to check out the various plaques that they've put up to commemorate and explain the history and see how all of that has been managed.
Yeah, we are having a thunderstorm at my house. So if any listeners are like, what is happening? You may hear thunder in the background today. I think I've only been to Central Park maybe once. Because the first time that I went to New York City, I was in my, I think it was an eighth grade field trip, seventh or eighth grade. I was in middle school. We took a bus overnight from North Carolina to New York City with the strings class that I was in. And at that point, I don't know how much of this was influenced by the fact that we were North Carolina kids from a not very, like, our school, I think, was technically in the city, but, like, we were mostly from a relatively rural area. I don't know how much of it was influenced by that and how much of it was really real. We were told not to go anywhere near Central Park because it was dangerous.
Well, it would have been more dangerous then.
Yeah. But I don't know how much of that was real danger and how much of it was like big city.
No, it definitely went through a very dangerous period.
Okay. So, yeah, we did not go there. But then the first time you and I ever did a live show of this podcast, I was really nervous about it, which is funny to me in hindsight. But I was very nervous. And so Patrick and I went out and had lunch somewhere and then we went on a walk. And when I got into Central Park, I was like, this is huge. Like, it's, I did not have a conception of how big that park is at all.
Yeah.
It's gigantic. This episode also really reminded me of a brief thing that we touched on in an earlier episode, which is when we talked about the Zoot Suit riots, a similar process of Chavez Ravine being cleared out mm-hmm. of all of its residents to build Dodger Stadium, which, like, that had some similar traits in terms of people being suspicious of the residents there because they were predominantly Hispanic. And then how outsiders viewed that neighborhood versus how the people living there viewed the neighborhood, with a very similar outcome of then there was a stadium there instead of homes.
Yeah. Yeah. I love Central Park. Brian and I have gotten in the habit of, if we're in New York, particularly if we are staying near the iHeart offices in Midtown, which are just south of where Central Park starts, we'll just walk the length of the park. Like, we'll set aside some hours on a day, or we'll book an extra day there and just walk the park and then end up at the Met and wander around there for a little bit. And it's like one of our favorite things to do because it's just a really beautiful space. And it's,
that sounds like a great day.
It is a great day. We love it. We love just walking around in New York.
I love just walking around a place in general. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things where one of the last trips that Brian and I had there was in the fall, and I was so wadded up with work commitments that he kind of had that moment of, can I just walk the park by myself? I was like, go ahead. So he went, he didn't do our full loop that we usually do, but he went and hung out a bit because he loves it there too. It's such an interesting and unique space because it is, I mean, admittedly, right, we talked about in the episode, the reasons for wanting that space were a little bit pretentious in some ways, mm-hmm. trying to emulate Europe's great garden traditions. But it is quite marvelous to have that big, beautiful space in the middle of a city that is so busy. And there are places you can be in Central Park and you lose all sense of it being like that. Even though you can look around and see the buildings, it's still, there is a very impressive capture of tranquility and nature that is surprising. It's hard to imagine what New York would be without it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're big fans of Central Park. And I hope to go there again sometime.
One day when travel might exist ever.
Yes. But in the meantime, we will stay home and stay safe, which I hope all of our listeners are doing as well.
So we're almost at the end of July, but we do finally have Unearthed in July this week.
Indeed.
Yeah. It was something that I was planning to do a little bit earlier than we did, but then COINTELPRO morphed into a two-part thing.
Yeah.
Which pushed stuff out a little bit. And then this one became a one-part thing, which for a lot of the time that I was working on it, it was right on the line of, is this going to be one part or two?
I always like to ask you if you have a favorite among the topics of the Unearthed of that, whatever period we're working on.
Man, the dog poop story.
Of course.
Just, I mean, it's not even just because it's scatological, just the sort of the surprise factor of how much dog poop there is in the archaeological record delighted me. I also had one that I had originally been leading off with that I took completely out, that was about poison control.
Yeah.
And how when we talked about the poison control system in our pretty recent episode on the evolution of the poison control system in the U.S., we talked about how poison control or poison exposures were increasing because of there being a lot more focus on cleaning and sanitation and a lot more toxic cleaning and sanitation products in people's homes. And then in the first 3 months of 2020, a very similar uptick reported by the Centers for Disease Control in the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report, as people were trying to like keep their houses and whatnot more clean and sanitary because of the pandemic, a big increase in calls to poison control. It was like a 20% increase Q1 2019 versus Q1 2020. And then a 90% increase, I think, just March 2019 versus March 2020, like a whole big thing.
And that does not surprise
me. Yeah, not surprising. And it most of the exposures it was like more than half of them were exposure to bleach. And then the like portions were non-alcohol cleansers and hand sanitizers. And a lot of that exposure was inhaling. So people trying to bleach their stuff and not being in a well-ventilated space. And I wound up cutting it out because I was like, now we have to talk about how this, like, this trend is continuing.
Yeah.
And like, I just, I'm talking about it now, even though I wasn't going to talk about it in the episode. I was like, and we're going to have to talk about the thing that the president said, where he asked if you could inject disinfectants, because a lot of cities reported more poison control calls after that. And I was like, trying to work all of that into an episode that already felt a little bit long. It was just making it longer. And I was like, you know what I could cut out of this episode? This. And apparently we're just going to talk about it in the behind the scenes instead.
There you go. Have I ever told you that I don't use bleach ever?
No.
I hate it. Like, I'm a little afraid of it for all of the inhalation reasons you mentioned. But moreover, I associate bleach with childhood trauma because my mom loved it.
Oh,
and
wow.
And she ruined so many garments by bleaching.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we do have a small thing of household bleach here in our house, but our preferred disinfecting methods are not that. We have other cleansers and whatnot that we use.
Yeah, I use tons of other stuff.
Yeah. So anyway, like that was a whole, I was like, this is the amount of time it was taking to explain all that was like, this is now 2/3 of this update section.
Right. Right.
So maybe we can just leave that out. Yeah. Yeah, I imagine we're going to be continuing to see the same trends in poison control calls because this pandemic is still happening.
Yeah.
It seems like some people have moved on. I also said last time that it was the first time that I had worked on an Unearthed episode where it felt like the same world circumstance kept coming up over and over. And that was the case with this one also. Because there was a lot more stuff about this work was supposed to happen, but it had to be delayed because of the pandemic. Or the reason we were going through this part of our archive was because, like, we're trying to stay busy at work during a pandemic when we don't have visitors at our museum. That kind of stuff. So we'll see how things are in 3 more months when we do the next Unearthed.
So long as the pandemic hasn't stopped everything.
Oh.
In which case, we'll do something else.
Yeah. I mean, since I did not include stuff that happened in July, I know for sure I already have a few things that we can talk about next time because we're recording this on July 14th.
There you go.
Yeah. If you have questions or anything, send us an email, historypodcast@iheartradio.com. Otherwise, happy Friday. Everybody have a good weekend.
Take care of yourselves.
Yeah, if you're working this weekend, I hope the people who are coming into your business are kind and not rude to you. It's a thing that I've heard so many stories about over the last few months.
Yep.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.